Welcome to the Women's Fitness and Health Revolution podcast. There is so much noise on the interweb these days about what women should and shouldn't be doing when it comes to their fitness and health. Not only is it all too often tied to shame and fixing our bodies, it can also be incredibly detrimental to our health and wellness overall. The Women's Fitness and Health Revolution podcast sorts through the BS and offers advice and actionable, tactile steps to support and build a better relationship to your amazing body through every stage of womanhood. It aims to break the cycle of keeping women in the dark about their extraordinary machines and revolutionize the way we move, eat, and live so that our daughters and our daughters' daughters look in the mirror and feel exactly what they are: fierce, beautiful, and capable of everything. The revolution starts here.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Women's Fitness and Health Revolution podcast. Today's pod is going to be short, sweet, and action-packed. I surveyed my amazing friends on the Instagram this week about their biggest questions when it came to nutrition, and the one question that I got the most was some version of what should I eat after my workout / how soon after my workout should I eat? So I thought, hey, there seems to be enough interest here that I imagine other people who didn't respond have a similar question. I think it's probably worth doing a quick little pod so that you can back pocket this, save it for reference later, and share it with any friends who may be wondering the exact same thing. And there are two big points that I'm hoping to leave you with today. One, that how we eat throughout the day is the most important way to support our workouts and our bodies in general. And two, talking about how to dose protein. I know, it's exciting. Because everybody and their mama has something to say about how you should or shouldn't eat when it comes to supporting your workout / in general. Protein before your workout or protein after your workout. Fasted cardio is better for fat loss versus fasted cardio breaks down all your muscles. Or keto is the way to do everything / keto is the total worst and destroys our hormones. So it gets cray, y'all. At the end of the day, when it comes to nutrition, the big takeaway is checking in with yourself and asking a couple different questions. How do I feel, truly feel, eating the way I'm eating? And am I getting the results I want? But for today, we are going to simplify it even further and just talk about eating to support our muscles, aka our workouts. Because at the end of the day, the real reason we're working out, whether it's for weight loss or other body comp goals, healthier aging, more energy to throw around the grandkids, boosting our fertility, whatever the case, it all comes down to one thing with workout nutrition: building and sustaining our lean muscle mass. And the key to that puppy, in a nutshell, is protein. But how much protein and when? That can feel like the elusive question for the majority of us. Anyone who studies muscle health, muscle protein synthesis, and or longevity will tell you the same thing. Do not, I repeat, do not follow RDA recommendations for protein. That number is heinously low, especially for our aging population. It is set as a way, or it's set that way because it's the bare minimum necessary before it becomes dangerous to eat any less. I don't know about you, but I want a little bit better than the bare minimum when it comes to my health and my aging and my body in general. Plus, a huge takeaway that we're not going to dive too far into with this podcast, but is really important to think about. As we get older, our body becomes less proficient at breaking down and utilizing nutrients, coupled with the fact that we have natural decline of muscle mass starting at age 30, which we've talked about before. So our necessary baseline for protein actually increases with age. Researchers and scientists in the field of protein agree that the ideal amount of protein for the average person, including sedentary individuals, is 1 gram of protein for every pound of ideal body weight. So as a 130-pound woman, my goal is roughly 130 grams of protein every day.
If you are a bodybuilder or an athlete working out multiple times a day, or someone who's looking to bulk, you have to eat even more protein, which is why we say it all the time. It takes serious work to bulk, so don't be scared. However, 130 grams or whatever your number is, that can feel like a lot of protein, especially at first, especially as we age and our appetite declines. So a great place to start is focusing on increasing your overall daily protein and aiming for at least 100 grams a day. Still seems pretty challenging, right? You're not alone. So let's deep dive into the first of our two big takeaways for today. Especially starting out with fitness, and this goes for all of us, even if we're not lifting yet. More important than even our post-workout protein is how we eat protein throughout the day. This can easily balloon into a far larger podcast, but I want this to be easily listened to, shared, and acted upon, so I'm going to keep it short and spicy. Studies show that to stimulate muscle protein synthesis, which is how we build and maintain our lean muscle mass, we need at least 20 grams of leucine-rich protein, and honestly, closer to 30 grams. And this means higher amounts in, if you're vegan, this means higher amounts of grams than even 20 or 30, and you'll want to make sure that you're getting complementary protein because it's leucine is hard to find in vegetable proteins, so it does take a little bit of planning. And that's for just one dose. So 20 to 30 grams of leucine-rich protein per dose in order to stimulate that muscle protein synthesis. Studies have also shown that it's far more beneficial for our bodies to hit that muscle protein synthesis threshold multiple times per day versus loading up on protein at one or two meals, proving that amino acids we digest when we eat the protein are accessible for up to 3 hours after we use them, but then they stop being accessible. So hitting that protein more often can help to sustain and build that lean muscle mass and do a lot of other amazing things for our body, because our body is first made out of water and then second made out of proteins. So to cut the nerd talk and chat practical application, it is more beneficial to do four doses of 20 to 30 grams of leucine-rich protein throughout a 12-hour window, thinking protein at every meal and then a snack, than it is to do eight servings of 10 grams because it doesn't hit that muscle protein synthesis threshold, or two servings of 40 grams because you'll only hit that threshold twice a day versus the four times. A supremely easy action to start taking right away is to build each of your meals around 20 to 30 grams of protein, ideally 30, because then you'll be closer to that 100 grams of protein daily. The average American backloads their protein. We have super carby breakfasts with little to no protein, and then big dinner centered around a lot of protein. Turns out, protein at breakfast is one of the most essential doses of protein, both because it helps to regulate your blood sugar and energy going into your day. But also, it's straight up in the name. Breakfast literally says break fast. We are breaking our fast from sleep. Our protein from dinner, because amino acids are only viable 3 hours after we eat, is no longer in our system. And in order to protect our precious muscle and re-stimulate muscle protein synthesis, we need to have that healthy dose of protein in our first meal of the day. Now, there are lots of tricks and tips to getting more protein into your world. So go ahead and shoot me an email at kinsey@raiderfitacademy.com if you're interested in a podcast on that, and I'll get it out to you. But for today, walk away with this. Rethink your breakfast. Instead of cereals, toast, waffles, think eggs, Greek yogurt. Heck, maybe even make it look like lunch and have chicken breast and leftover steak. This protein, remember, needs to be leucine rich, and that because that's the amino acid that will jumpstart that muscle protein synthesis. So unfortunately, fortified breads and cereals, even when they say they're high protein, are not going to cut it to hit that threshold. And I'm going to attach a blog to this because, you know, I like to be helpful. I wrote it a while ago, and it's my personal top five go-to high protein breakfasts that are also delicious to hopefully help jumpstart some ideas. So yay! Now we know a healthy body means getting adequate leucine-rich protein throughout our day, adequate being 20 to 30 grams per meal plus a snack or two. So let's talk protein as it specifically relates to our workout. This one
is fascinating and annoying AF because there are about a bazillion answers out there that say about a bazillion different things. But here are my 7 cents. I am never going to talk someone out of having a protein post-workout because the average American is so deficient in protein that it helps to get us closer to the level of protein our bodies need to be happy, healthy, and strong AF for forever. If you have been working out for a while and are a resistance-trained fitnesser, this is really when you want to start dialing in your workout feeding. After completing a strength training session, especially if you're rocking splits where you're focusing on one specific body part, you're going to want to aim for a post-workout snack that is 2 to 3 to even 4 to 1 carb to protein. So 2 to 1, 3 to 1, or 4 to 1 carb to protein, because you'll need the carbohydrates to replace glycogen so that your body doesn't break down muscle to restore ATP that was used in your workout. So that could be 40 grams to 20 grams or 60 grams to 20 grams or 60 grams to 30 grams, et cetera, something along those ratios of carbohydrate grams to protein. You can blend a banana and whey protein up in a shake. You can opt for some jerky and an orange, whatever appeals to you and makes it easy for you to snarf down. And my ladies, our ideal window post-workout is 30 minutes versus my gents, you lucky ducks, your window expands to 60 minutes. I know, our physiology is different, but them's the rub. If you are working out for longer than 60 minutes, nutrition gets a bit more complicated, but since this podcast is mainly for folks new to fitness and newly back, I'm going to steer clear of those weeds for today. If you are working out fasted, a lot of people rock that intermittent fasting life. Ideally, you have protein during or before your workout so you aren't breaking your muscles down for energy during your workout. Make sure, whomever you are, whether you're new or experienced at fitness, that you are definitely getting your protein post-workout. This is where it doesn't matter what level you're at. If you are fasted in your workout, you have to have protein after your workout for your muscle synthesis because we don't have protein left, those aminos left from a previous meal. And your gains are going to suffer. Like I said, your body will break down muscle to restore ATP. It's just a mess. So if you're intermittent fasting for medical or personal reasons, one suggestion that I have is key on amino acids. They're totally vegan. They're highly bioavailable, meaning your body can use them right up. And they don't compromise your fasting window. So they're a great pre, during, or post-workout supplement to consider. Again, it would be all kinds of easy for me to spend 3 to 12 podcasts talking about individualized nutrition, the importance of protein, ideal protein sources, and how to pick quality high leucine foods, tricks and tips for upping protein. So if you are interested in learning more, you can either jump on that interest list for our next round of Strength Foundations for Women. I'll pop that link in the bio. We have whole modules where we deep dive into the good stuff and we can talk about it. You can ask me all your questions. Or as always, feel free to write me at kinsey@raiderfitacademy.com and let me know if you want to hear more about this or any of your burning fitness and nutrition questions. And I would be thrilled to answer them on an upcoming podcast. And in the meantime, remember, more protein, at least 20 grams, but maybe 30 at a time, more if you're vegan, throughout your day, and start aiming for that 100 grams of protein a day. You and your body are so freaking worth it. And a big thank you to everyone who responded to the question box on Instagram for the inspiration of this ep. I love it. I love it. Your participation gives me life. As always, I hope you got great value out of this podcast. And if you can think of any friends or loved ones who have their own cues on post-workout planning, it would mean the world to me if you shared this pod and or took the time to like and review it. This little puppy is a grassroots pod, and the best way for me to get the word out about how to take care of our incredible bodies is through generous sharing and reviews by amazing listeners like you. Thank you, as always, for your time and spending it with me to take care of your amazingly beautiful bodies. Until next time, Raiders. Aroo.